This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the world of conversation, fun. What's the day look like? How can you look forward to the day if you don't know what's going on? Hello to Sacramento. Hello to Salt Lake City. Hello to Jennifer Horn.
Hello
to Kara Schillen. How come somebody from Salt Lake didn't call or hasn't said hello back again?
Hello. Maybe they did. Maybe we just can't hear them.
Hello.
Just a very quiet echo from far away.
The salt cuts down on the vibration, you know.
Hello, Columbus. Hello, Boston. Hello, Roanoke. How do the people like the radio program in the southwest corner of Pennsylvania? They love it. All right, so Columbia is on board. Columbia, the gem of the ocean, or Columbia, the gem of North Carolina. How do you do? Let's congratulate Carly Lloyd and Alex Morgan. Do you know who Carly Lloyd and Alex Morgan are?
I do not.
Really? Both of them scored a goal in each half as the women won in soccer yesterday, the first game of the Rio Summer Olympics.
Oh, cool.
Got off. We think that it's not supposed to start till tomorrow, but apparently Kara and I were trying to figure this out earlier because it takes such a long time for them to get through all of the games. They start early. Is that what we basically decided, Kara? Is that how this all works? We plaster the information together.
Yeah, I'm going to decide that, whether it's
whether it's true or not. Yes.
Oh.
Did I do more research on that? Was I supposed to?
No, I'm just looking around.
Well, that's the only thing that really makes sense to me. I know the World Cup generally takes a few weeks.
Yeah.
And there are so many teams since they're all coming from around the country. Well, obviously.
Around the world.
Everyone,
yeah, right.
So
after we said that, I decided to do a little nosing around in it myself. And that's when I found the story of this convincing victory. They have been unbeaten so far this year, 16 shutouts, I think.
Well, that's why I'm excited, because so they
that's
won the World Cup
team.
A few years ago. And in the last game where they played against, I can't remember who they played against, but they got like 4 goals within the first, you know, few minutes. Like, they scored so quickly and they kicked butt. So I'm excited to see, because I don't think, at least for a women's team, that someone has won the World Cup and the Olympics in a row.
So there were 10,000 people in the stadium. The games haven't even started yet, and the place is full. People love soccer down there, so I'm betting these are a lot of locals. At the end of the game, they started chanting, Zika! Zika!
No, they didn't, did
yes,
they?
Yes, they did! Yes, Zika!
Why?
Apparently,
Zika on us, or?
Hope Solo, who's the goalkeeper, before she came to the Olympics, upset some Brazilians by tweeting a photo of herself wearing a hat with mosquito netting.
Wow.
So they knew that. These people kind of are into this.
They love the Zika there.
Yeah, well, the Zika are there. They know who the players are. These fans are great. And after the game was over, Ms. Solo said she was glad the fans were having fun. If they had fun at my expense, more power to them.
What a great response. You know, that's what we need more of, is people not taking themselves so seriously.
And, you know, I'm sure, honestly, when you're playing, you can't really understand what they're saying. So as long as you've got the
Zika!
Crowd yelling stuff.
Zika!
Yeah. Or you can just pretend stuff. Like,
Zika!
You hear the crowd, like,
whatever pumps you up.
Me.
Zika! Fill up those balloons
me.
With helium. Zika!
Yeah, whenever people yell Zika around me, I just generally assume that they're yelling my name and cheering
Zika.
Me on.
Yeah, me too, right?
Zika!
Sounds right. Like Kara.
Zika!
You know, the Zika actually doing a good little bit. I'm gonna leave a little touch of anonymity, but a friend of mine has to go on a family vacation this weekend.
Do I know this person?
I don't know.
Okay. Go ahead.
And people are actually backing out of the vacation because of the threat of Zika.
Where are they going?
Where's the vacation to? Florida?
Well, no. It's just here in Arizona, like Blythe, the Blythe area.
Why are they worried about Zika out there?
Right.
all mosquitoes in Arizona.
Now you're picking up on it.
I see. Okay. Zika!
Can't go.
Zika!
Like they just don't like their family and don't want to go. That's what I'm getting from that.
Can't Zika! Do you see the color of some of these balls, by the way? The
I'm sorry,
soccer
what?
Balls? The soccer balls. Oh. Orange and white. They're really quite interesting. So this is the way it all begins, and it's good. Looks good for the American women, and they've done extraordinarily well for years and years and years,
yeah.
Haven't they?
Yeah, they're rock.
Yeah, good for them. All right, in a moment, we're going to talk about the president signing that disastrous GMO labeling bill. You have comments. I'm seeing a lot of comments that have been straggling in over the course of the last 3 or 4 days since people became aware. I think I talked about this on Monday for a moment. I wanted you to be aware of what the continuing conversation is. Twitter at Good Day Show, amongst other things. This is a big, I think this needs to be a big election issue. Let's find out what you think in a few moments. First, though, I have to wake up Jennifer. Jennifer
Please.
Horn needs nitric oxide.
Yes, in large quantities.
Yes. Well, but you, did you reach for your Neo 40 capsule that you have there in conjunction?
You know, I'm actually out of my Neo 40.
No!
I've only gotten that once, but uh-oh. I have been doing the Super Boost quite a bit lately.
All right, 23 million Neo 40 tabs are used a day around our country. You believe that?
I do. It's a great product.
Well, that's very convincing, Jennifer. Thank you for suggesting that. What happens?
Why do you think I'm out of it?
Well, I have to get you back into it.
I still have some.
Get to the other Jennifer. Jennifer surely can take care of that for you. There's a reason why Neo 40 Daily is the number one selling product at Neogenis. It's one of the top-selling nitric oxide supplements in the world, clinically tested. It's a patented tab that melts in your mouth and then rapidly helps your body create nitric oxide to support circulation, promote healthy arterial function. You put one of these easy-to-dissolve tabs on your tongue, and it's instantly absorbed into your system. You'll experience better energy, digestion. Everything works better. And getting up in the morning, here's Curtis in California who writes to me, I feel better in the morning. And it gave me more energy immediately as I left for work. So instead of having a cup of coffee, that was where this all started. Jennifer was getting a cup of coffee. Mm-hmm. I suggested she use her Neo 40 Daily. Now I understand why she didn't use it, because she didn't have any more. All right, so get at it. This expands and opens. You'll get a copy of the book when you order your first supply of Super Beats and ask them for some Neo 40 at 800-655-4183. They'll send you a book. In the book is a picture of what happens to your arteries once the nitric oxide in Neo 40 and in Super Beats goes to work. It is really expansive. It's pretty interesting to see how this all works. So if you want to start your day without having to have a cup of coffee, some people even smoke to get themselves awake, don't do that. That's not good for you. This is good for you. 800-655-4183. I think we convince most everybody when they're listening to do this, but some people don't take action right away. So the way to fix that problem is to take action right now. Go get your phone. You got your phone with you, then call 800-655-4183. You can order it on the device. You get a free month supply of Super Beats and Neo 40 when you tell them you're listening to Good Day. So you pay for the first, I think, 3 month supply. You get an extra 30 days free. This is a great product. And then the book Beat the Odds explains what happens to your to the arteries when they open up, getting more blood to your brain, your heart, all your organs, your muscles. This is great stuff for longevity. 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeats.com.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Get your kids' sneaker game on starting Friday at Kohl's. Score the sneaker brands they love at great savings. Cool kicks from Adidas, New Balance, Asics, Vans, Puma, and more. Plus, any way you pay, take an extra 15% off your purchase. And snag some Kohl's cash, too. $10 for every $50 spent. Now that's the good stuff. Kohl's. Select styles. 15% offer valid August 5th to 14th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need back-to-school supplies for my son.
Well, Staples has everything you need at low prices every day.
He needs folders, binders, a backpack.
Sounds like quite the little organizer.
No, he's quite the little loser.
Come again?
He loses papers, homework, you name it, he loses it.
Ah, that kind of loser.
Oh, yeah.
Got it.
Back-to-school supplies are back for more. Staples has everything you need for back-to-school at low prices every day. Like comp books for just 50 cents each. Staples, make more happen.
While supplies last, ends 9/17, limit 30 in store, 10 online.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Don't miss out on the lowest prices of the season event at Sam's Club this Saturday, August 6th. Get a Vizio 55-inch 4K SmartCast TV, just $428. Doors open at 7 a.m. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. Firestone Complete Auto Care is celebrating 90 years of keeping cars running newer, longer. Visit your local Firestone Complete Auto Care and get a $70 prepaid card by mail when you buy four eligible Bridgestone tires. See store or driveafirestone.com for details. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Hey guys, a new semester's coming up, which means another chance to set your style right with JCPenney. Rush into our back-to-school sale and find Guys Levi's 514 straight-fit jeans for only $39.99. Or come in and get $10 off when you spend $25 or more with coupon on select items in-store or at jcp.com. Finding jeans that will survive the whole semester at a great price? That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney, valid 83 to 86. Levi's and some exclusions apply. Check jcp.com or your newspaper for coupon and details.
All right, this deserves our attention and our ire. The continuing conversation about this disastrous GMO labeling bill, which yesterday, my program, which you can look up if you'd like, The American Family Farmer, you can do a podcast of that if you'd like, or find it. Many of these same stations carry it on the weekend. You can find it at DougStefan.com or BlogTalkRadio.com. Jennifer and I were just talking about downloading various podcasts. This bill violates several amendments to the Constitution. The Center for Food Safety said this is the worst written bill I've seen in all my time in Washington. So many flaws, violate several amendments. Most obviously, the bill seems to violate the 14th Amendment, as it would allow corporations to use codes instead of clear packaging on labels. 100 million Americans, predominantly the elderly and low-income populations, don't have smartphones. So this is something that is so heinous. These people have betrayed those of us who work in agriculture, those of you who work in the organic trades, those of you who are importantly concerned about your food, where it comes from. This is so bad. This shows what a bunch of creeps these damn politicians are. I mean, all Obama talked about when he was running was, oh, I'm going to protect you. You need to know where your food comes from. What a lying SOB. I mean, that's all I can. There are going to be plenty of lawsuits. You can be sure of that. So what do you think about it? 888-302-3684, Twitter at Good Day Show, at 21 past the hour. You can tell I'm pretty upset about it.
are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
CMA, you hadn't time to do much of anything, I don't think, except work, but I wondered if you had time to watch the country's Night to Rock last night. I was in and out of it a couple of times. What'd you think?
I actually DVR'd it because I did not get a chance to see it. This is my favorite, though. CMA does concerts throughout the year.
Yes.
Probably 4 TV specials. And the summer one is always the best because they do some cool duets and it's fun.
It was in Nashville last night. I don't know what the stadium was, but it looked like a pretty big stadium to me. It was an outdoor.
Yeah.
It looked like a football stadium or something. Man, this is a huge stadium.
They pack them in for these because they sell tickets. I mean, it's pretty smart. You sell tickets. They do the TV specials.
Right.
They can do it any time of year.
Yeah.
It's just branded as the summer festival.
Right.
Great.
It's a good reason for people to go to Nashville. Sort of tourists love it, but you can see it on TV.
Have you been to Nashville?
Yes.
Isn't that a great city?
Number of occasions. I find it an interesting city because of where the highways, all these highways come together in Nashville. And it's pretty easy to drive. The driving through Nashville is an interesting experience. That's what I find. I mean, I'm funny about stuff like that. Plus, there's old Nashville, where Vanderbilt is. That part of town is very classy and classic. If you've been to that part of town, you know the part of town we're talking about, Jennifer.
Yeah.
You've been to that part of town, yeah. Yeah, it's a very classically southern city. And then you go over and take advantage of some of the other stuff that's in Nashville, the country stuff that's there, the auditorium, and it's just kind of cool. Those of you who didn't make it there last night could watch, if you DVR'd it or if you saw it, Jason Aldean was on the stage, Carrie Underwood, Blake Shelton, Luke Bryan. Who's that playing in the background there, Karen?
That was Carrie Underwood.
That was
this
Carrie.
Is Blake Shelton.
So this is Blake. Yep. So his wife, ex-wife was there, Miranda, right?
Miranda, yep. Yeah.
Did they have anything, what do we know about behind the scenes with the two of them there?
I don't know. They still seem to be pretty supportive of each other, but
the
story...
Together? They have children together?
No. That was actually one of the big issues, that, or at least public issues that they talked about, is that he wanted to have kids and she wasn't ready to.
Right.
But she just cried on stage this week.
Yes.
Just singing that song that they wrote together about his brother dying.
Yeah, right. All right, so let's see here. Blake Miranda, Luke Bryan in attendance on the stage. I actually turned it on when Lady Antebellum went out.
They're great.
But there's one. Remember, no, you weren't with us. We went to a, well, I'm thinking you were at the concert. Meredith and I went to a concert. Who was it? Oh, it was Kenny Rogers.
Mm-hmm.
And Lady Antebellum's mother, Linda,
yeah,
somebody rather.
Linda Davis.
Yeah, right. Was on stage with him.
She's excellent.
Yeah, yeah. She seemed like a very solid country performer. And
yeah,
she said that she was like Lady Antebellum's, whatever her real name,
yeah,
is. Her mother.
Hillary Scott's mother.
Hillary Scott, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Little Big Town performing.
She, her biggest claim to fame is she not only had a great career, but she duetted with Reba quite a bit. And that was,
oh, did she?
Yeah.
Ah. So this is Little Big Town?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know, I was surprised. Pharrell Williams was there. What's he get? Is he considered a country
star? He's been writing with Little Big Town, actually. So they perform their song together.
Really?
Yeah, do they have one song together or multiple?
I only know of one, but there might be more.
Yeah.
Huh. The hosts were Brett Eldridge and Thomas Rhett. I don't know anything about them. What's their story?
They're both up-and-coming country stars. Thomas Rhett is actually the son of Rhett Akins, who is the famous country singer during the 90s.
So he changed the chick's last name to be his first name?
There
or
you
vice
go.
Versa? Really? So he would be known? So
I'm
going to
be Stephen Doug when I start my...
Good for you.
You like that?
Maybe Stephen Doug. That's it. 28 past the hour with Stephen Doug and Horn Jennifer.
Your thoughts are powerful. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. What you tell yourself significantly impacts how you feel. If you tell yourself that things are terrible or horrible or something like that, then you're likely to be upset. If you tell yourself that things are great or even at least pretty good, then you're likely to be in a better mood. If you tell yourself that it's not the end of the world when things don't go your way, then you're likely to be able to handle disappointments in a much more rational way. Whatever you think drives how you feel. It's worth understanding that your thoughts are powerful, and what you're saying to yourself is really shaping your reality. To better understand your self-talk, visit drchristianconti.com. And be sure to like us on Facebook.
Don't miss out on the lowest prices of the season event at Sam's Club this Saturday, August 6th. Get a Vizio 55-inch 4K SmartCast TV, just $428. Doors open at 7 a.m. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. Firestone Complete Auto Care is celebrating 90 years of keeping cars running newer, longer. Visit your local Firestone Complete Auto Care and get a $70 prepaid card by mail when you buy four eligible Bridgestone tires. See store or driveafirestone.com for details. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, my daughter needs back-to-school supplies.
Well, Staples has everything you need at low prices every day.
Oh, fantastic. She needs more markers.
Your daughter's a budding artist?
No, a huge loser.
Well, I'm sure
she loses markers, crayons, glue.
Oh, I get it.
Right. She's just a loser, not a loser-loser.
Back-to-school supplies are back for more. Staples has everything you need for back-to-school at low prices every day. Like a 12-pack of Crayola colored pencils, just 97 cents. Staples, make more happen.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Today, maybe if you're taking time off, the weather will cooperate. Looks like a pretty good day weather-wise around the country. Hello.
Hello.
I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn. Hi. Everything all right with you?
Yeah. Are you okay? I heard a little coughing. Are you feeling okay?
Is that a little coughing? That sounded like a lot of coughing to me.
By that, I mean your lung actually popped out of your mouth and went back in again.
No, I'm fine.
I'm still
getting rid of the mucus. Victoria is off for the rest of the week. Hopefully she'll be back next week. She has had this thing that knocked her around a little more than it did me. And others have had this thing, which basically is a bronchitis, can become walking pneumonia. It can stick in your lungs and make life pretty miserable for a while. I had a cough that made my chest hurt so badly. Oof.
Be careful with how hard you cough, kids, because you remember it was bronchitis that actually knocked out my eyeball when I had my detached retina. I was coughing so hard that it... I mean, I was feeling better, but like you, I still had that cough, and
tough.
Man.
This is the cough. Yes. All right. State of Massachusetts has barred employers from asking about your salary before making a job offer. This is pretty interesting.
What?
When you get right down to it. When you go in for a job, this can be one of the things that you're asked, okay, I'm going to offer you a job. How much do you want to make? Here's what the job pays. Or tell me what you're making now, and we can maybe somehow or other figure out how to meet your needs. So of those three scenarios, one of them can't be used anymore. You can't ask somebody what they're making now.
Now, is this just in the interview process? Or because a lot of jobs, they have the profile online, and you know, you just fill everything out there, and then you can apply for multiple jobs. Uh-huh. And a lot of those ask for your salary, your current salary there. Does that mean they can't ask there anymore?
I don't know.
Because it is on our application. When you fill it out, you have to say salary history, basically.
Right. Because to me, that's kind of how you move up the ladder. Okay, you have this old job, and this is how much you're making, and now you're moving on to a new thing that is hopefully a little bit higher.
The reason that they did it, the state of Massachusetts said the reason they did it was to help close the wage gap between men and women by ensuring that compensation is based on the job's value to the company, not what you made. So I understand what they're saying here. If a woman applies, notoriously, as we have been talking about for years and years and years and years and years, women don't get paid on the same level that men do for performing the same job, which is only sexist, in present company excluded. So the idea that you could use this would keep women down if in fact what the premise is that women don't get paid as much as men. So if you keep that going by asking women what they were making versus what men were making, then there's never going to be parity, because you'll be offered a job at a wage that may be higher than what you're making now, but still not as high as perhaps might be the equivalency if you're a man. Does that make sense?
It does, except for me, it's a totally different experience. I mean, I will, and I think you are the same way. I know you are, Dougie. In fact, maybe you weight yourself actually more towards hiring women because you prefer that, and because of women's ability to multitask. At my company, I'm very involved with the hiring process. And for me, it's never about hiring a man or a woman. It's just not. What the salary history does for me, though, is knowing, because I am a small business, I only have a small amount, you know, I have this amount of money to pay for a certain job. And sadly, at where we are, that's just the reality. You know, it's not like you can come in and ask me for $50,000 more. Even if you're an awesome candidate, I'm not going to be able to pay you that. So, it, you know, having that knows if I'm going to be able to afford the person who's walking in, you know, or if they're already going to be asking for too much money. Do I want to get attached to a candidate who I really, really want to hire if I know right away that I'm not going to be able to pay them what they need?
Hmm. It's an ongoing discussion, but it needs to be settled. It needs to be fixed. That's my reason for bringing this up. There are a couple of stories floating around Massachusetts this morning that I thought were interesting, with so many elitists coming and going at Harvard. I've never had much use for Harvard. I just think Harvard is a bastion of elitism, and it's happy to tell you, is a Harvard degree worth more than a degree from Heidelberg? I suppose it probably is, but I think I got a better education going to Heidelberg than I would have going to Harvard. There is, as school will begin in a couple of weeks on that campus and most other campuses, my daughter actually started her new semester yesterday teaching at UCLA.
Well, they're on the quarter system.
They are. They just keep going. She teaches every quarter, and the new classes start the summer. They're actually still, this is still called the summer session.
Right.
Interestingly
enough. It's good because you actually fast track. The quarter system has, it's a little more intensive, but you actually get through quicker.
Right. Yeah. It's like three hours at a time. I think 3 days a week, if I'm not mistaken, is what she told me about one of the classes. Anyway, the dean at Harvard is wrestling with some all-male campus fellowships. This is something, remember now, we're supposed to be in 2016, we're supposed to not have these male clubs at progressive colleges, and yet there are 20 of them at Harvard. 20 single-gender clubs. Most of them are men's clubs. There are a couple of female clubs. But the dean says, effective with this new semester, that anybody who belongs to these single-gender clubs will be barred from participating in any athletics, will be denied recommendations for Rhodes scholarships or Fulbright scholarships.
That is so ridiculous.
Penalizing people who join the clubs. So I wonder what you thought about that.
To me, this doesn't matter. I don't care. I think there's a place to have women's-only organizations, just like I think there's a place to have men's-only organizations. It doesn't bother me at all. And I was the head of Women in Cable and Telecommunications. We had male members, but it was a group set up primarily to empower women. And, every group has a purpose. So if you don't like it, you don't join. Why does everybody have to be a member of it?
Well, I don't mind fraternities and sororities, which are male and female. But the only thing I don't like is at these prestigious institutions where they have the secret clubs that have been going on behind doors for years and years. And to me, I don't like those because it seems like a lot of really creepy stuff happens behind the scenes.
Yeah.
And nobody seems to be regulating
the
them
creepy
at all.
Things happen and there are creepy people involved.
Yeah, as far as male and female, I mean, sports teams. I mean, I was on a male water polo team because there wasn't a club team for females. I don't mind male and female stuff. That's fine because most of the time, if you want to have a women's club, I don't know. I don't think that's a big deal.
Well,
just the creepy ones. Those can go away.
Creepy.
I don't like the creepy ones.
there's a new book that I don't usually pay much attention to books.
Yeah, who needs them?
That didn't sound right. Let me try
to
rephrase
rating,
that.
Yeah.
Right. Let me
Oh, they ain't very well, those books.
Take two on what I was trying to say. Thank you very much for underscoring it.
That was cute.
Thank you. I was talking about what happened. I think it was yesterday or the day before. I was told by I said on the air that I'd been told over the weekend by someone who was very sensitive. This woman was asking me for my zip code, and I gave it to her. And she said, you died in 1701 where you are.
And she had that by zip code in her brain?
Well, somehow or other, the zip code rang a bell with her, suggesting that I was working on this whole area where I am in Massachusetts was a hotbed of the Underground Railroad. And the Indians and it wasn't like the slave trade was big also here. And it's not the place that you would have thought the slave trade was big. But there were slaves and there were all kinds of connections. Indians were made slaves. It was really kind of a creepy reality. So the reason that I'm interested in this book, The Underground Railroad, which is coming out in September, is the story of a teenage...
Because I really like trains.
I do like trains, actually. But that's
not
what I'm interested in, yeah. Story of a teenage slave who flees from Georgia, tries to evade bounty hunters, informers, lynch mobs. The number, of people in this part of the world. We think of slave trading, the usage of slaves, as something was done in the South. That's not true. The real history of our country shows how many Northerners owned slaves.
Oh, yeah.
They get out of it, but they built many of the... I live on what was a big plantation. There was one family that controlled this town that I live in, and it was the work on the farms were done by slaves.
Yeah, they were not in the North, not fundamentally against slaves. They were just the first to kind of adjust. When it started to seem like it wasn't a good idea anymore.
Yeah, right. Okay, in a moment, I was talking earlier about the president signing this federal GMO labeling bill, some of the reactions from people in social media to that. That's coming right up here. Good day. It's 44 after the hour.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need back-to-school supplies for my son.
Well, Staples has everything you need at low prices every day.
He needs folders, binders, a backpack.
Sounds like quite the little organizer.
No, he's quite the little loser.
Come again?
He loses papers, homework, you name it, he loses it.
Ah, that kind of loser.
Oh, yeah.
Got it.
Back-to-school supplies are back for more. Staples has everything you need for back-to-school at low prices every day. Like comp books for just 50 cents each. Staples, make more happen.
While supplies last, ends 9/17, limit 30, in store 10 online.
This report is brought to you by S.C. Johnson. Mosquitoes. We all know they can cause itchy, irritating bites during the summer season. But did you know only female mosquitoes bite your skin? Or that the chemicals in your breath can attract mosquitoes? Scientists at the S.C. Johnson Entomology Research Center have been studying insects for 60 years and have found that body chemistry, proximity to water, and the color of your clothing can make a difference if you want to avoid bites. Dr. Maude Meyer, an S.C. Johnson bug expert, is here to share some tips to help you protect your family from mosquitoes this summer.
Our research at S.C. Johnson shows that personal repellents that contain DEET offer the best protection against mosquito bites. DEET affects the scent receptors in mosquitoes, making it difficult for them to recognize humans as a food source. In order to best protect your family, look for effective personal repellents like Off that contain DEET.
For more facts and tips on avoiding mosquito bites this summer, visit www.scjohnson.com/mosquitoes.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizen, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
47 after the hour, Doug and Jen with Kara. So the ongoing saga of this federal GMO labeling bill that's putting a lot of farmers off, it was against the will of the American people. Here's Robert who writes, every one of the votes for this bill must be answered with a vote at the polls to deny the people who voted for it their re-election. 90% of the public demands labeling. Congress selling their votes to Monsanto is irresponsible and dishonest. If the Congress prefers to eat crap, they should stay away from organic foods altogether. This is especially true for the hypocrites that support GMO but eat organic, like, I'll keep that one off. Let's see here. This is from Glenn. Why would they mandate that a scary warning label be installed on something that's 100% perfectly safe? In fact, the GM crops that we are using are the highest tested food crops by far. If the so-called grown in poop organic industry falters because of this failure, it'll be a just reward for a segment of the food industry that's been scheming, deceiving, and outright lying to the public for the past 20 years.
To me, it's not so much a scary label, though, or calling GMO products unhealthy. It's that people just want to know
what they are.
Yeah,
that's all. Roland writes, let's see, to the last guy, shut up and go cash your check for Monsanto.
Oh, that's a little mean.
That is a little mean. Let's see here. Marge writes, shame on Obama. I voted for him. I'm totally disgusted. See, that's more, I don't know about the politics of this, so I do know about the politics of it. The Republicans get blamed, or you can count on them to side with the interests like Monsanto. But according to members of the Democratic Party, Democrats aren't supposed to do stuff like this. And there are amazing numbers of people who are just really angry at Obama for selling out all across the board, not being able to explain things like the $400 million in cash that went to Iran for the deal. Oh, that wasn't part of the deal. What do you think? We're
that
all stupid?
That wasn't a ransom.
I mean, well, you got to think that we're all stupid. We are not all stupid. But the deception here is just what's over the top. All right, anyway, food for thought stuff, 10 before the hour.
Paid on a attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
53 after the hour, it's Tech Talk time here on Good Day. Some news from Apple. The federal government involved in technology. I know you find that extraordinarily important.
Government involved with anything is shocking.
Yeah, it is. All right. So yesterday, there was a story floating around as Rio opens up to all these athletes. They come trying to figure out what's going on. How does the local system work? How do the phones work, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Apparently, a phone bill that was started or is somehow engaged by a Japanese gymnast who is not aware of how the phones work there. I'm sure they've changed everything over so they can charge the max. This youngster racked up almost $5,000 in phone charges thanks to Pokemon Go.
Hey, man, happens to the best of us.
So the Japanese, everybody around the world, this is not just a phenomenon here in America.
Crazy.
Well, Pokemon is a Japanese thing to begin with.
Yeah, it is. Well, but this
it's anime.
Somebody who's on the gymnastics squad for Japan racking up almost $5,000 in time charges trying to stay on the Pokemon Go train, which seems incredible to me. All right, Apple in the news. I know that's not anything. See, look at how I've become the authority
here. Victoria is not here, so I'm now the authority when it comes to technology. That's quite a step up, Jennifer, don't you think?
Yeah, I am. And you know what? You sound good, Dougie. You
That's
sound
good. All right. Good. More authoritative technology talk in a moment here.
Get your kids' sneaker game on starting Friday at Kohl's. For the sneaker brands they love at great savings. Cool kicks from Adidas, New Balance, Asics, Vans, Puma, and more. Plus, any way you pay, take an extra 15% off your purchase. And snag some Kohl's cash, too. $10 for every $50 spent. Now that's the good stuff. Kohl's. Select styles. 15% offer valid August 5th to 14th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
All right, let's see here what's going on. I'm just actually reading an email from Richie, who's sitting on a plane. Rich is on his way to Colombia. He said the plane is filled with people who are going to Brazil. They fly from Washington to Miami and then Miami to Brazil. He's going to Colombia.
And every one of them is wearing a mosquito net hat.
That's right.
No, he said that the plane can't take off because the navigation system went bad. But that's part of there's so much technology on these planes, so much technology in the car, so much technology in everything.
I would just get up and start singing, "Do you know the way to San Jose? The answer, no.
All right. Apple has updated or redesigned 100 emojis. Is that how you pronounce it?
Emojis.
Emojis. Mm-hmm. Apple has shared a few of them on its website. There are a lot of different changes. Some existing emojis will receive more gender options, including female athletes. So what is this all about? What is the existing emojis have been redesigned, like the gun emoji that's been completely replaced with a water pistol?
That one's sort of silly, I guess, because they think somebody who's going to put a picture of a gun in a text message is going to go open fire on people. So they take the pistol out, they put a water pistol in, and it's clearly a water pistol because it's green with like a little orange tip. Right. There's just, as far as emojis go, it is frustrating when there's not the emoji that you want. We've become an emoji society, you know. Maybe you haven't, Dougie, because they don't have them on the flip phone yet, but they're coming.
Well, I can use them. Well, I use them. I have one on my email. I can use add emojis there.
Yeah, because all of the old ones, except for the gun, are still there, right? They're just adding
new
ones.
A few more.
Here's my question. Are they adding an ice cream cone? Because I tried to use one in a text the other day, and there wasn't one.
Ice cream
cone? There's not an ice cream cone?
At least not on the Android that I have, so yeah.
That's
major
an outrage.
Issue. Yeah.
That is outrageous, yes.
Let me look at it.
All right, let's see what else is outrageous here. Moon Express Incorporated, disclosing yesterday it's received federal approval to send an unmanned rover to the moon. This is a private trip, a private company sending a mission next year to the moon. Google says they're going to give $20 million to this company to put a private space port on the moon. What the hell does Google want a private spaceport on the moon?
I think they're just trying to get private space exploration started.
They're trying to beat Elon Musk's SpaceX to the moon. Oh, yeah.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.